Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus. Amen. The word of God for our meditation this morning is Hebrews chapter 12. It's on the printed on the bottom of page 4, so you can refer to it during the course of the message. How many of you in the course of your life have set goals? You know, a lot of people, in fact, most people are goal-oriented, right? Now, I don't know what goals you have set, what long-term goals you have set in your life. You know, maybe if you're younger, one of your goals is to get a good college education so you can get a good job, right? Maybe your goal is to exercise so you can lose some weight and get in better shape, right? Maybe, you know, those of us who are a little bit older, your goal is to have a retirement nest egg. Maybe some of you have a goal of someday owning your own house if you don't own your own house. And those are all wonderful long-term goals, but I hope you all realize that in order to reach those long-term goals, there's also a whole bunch of short-term goals that you also have to understand, and short-term goals you have to meet, right? I mean, if you have a long-term goal of going to college and getting a college education, where does that have to start? Now, I've often told grade school kids, if you have a goal of going to college, well, you better start now. And make sure you do your homework, make sure you apply yourself, make sure you get good grades. And the same thing when you get to high school, right? You got to make sure you're applying yourself so you can get into a good college. And then if you get into college, well, you also have those short-term goals, you know, from year to year, is to get the good grades so that when you graduate, you've got some good job possibilities. Same thing goes for like a retirement nest egg or owning your own home. You have to have short-term goals to make sure that you're putting money away on a regular basis for retirement or saving on a regular basis so eventually you can actually have that down payment to put down on a house. And, you know, a lot of times the reason people don't have a retirement nest egg or can't buy a house is they simply don't have that down payment, or they don't save. This is the same thing goes with, you know, exercise and losing weight, right? You got to have a plan, and you got to do it on a regular basis. Well, what the writer to the Hebrews is talking about here is a long-term goal that I'm sure every one of us has. And what is that long-term goal as a Christian? To get to heaven, right? I mean, that's the goal. When the Apostle Peter wrote his first epistle in the first chapter, you know, he talked about going through all kinds of hardships so that our faith would be proved genuine, so we can achieve the goal of our faith, the salvation of our soul. And what the writer to the Hebrews is talking about here is making sure that we run the race that God has planned out for us so that we can reach that final goal of eternal life in heaven. And the first thing he does is he gives us some examples. He says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. To understand those words, you really have to understand and know what's in the chapter before this. In Hebrews chapter 11. And in Hebrews chapter 11, the writer to the Hebrews points us to all sorts of different Old Testament believers who achieved their long-term goal of getting to heaven. He talks about Abel, who was killed by his brother Cain. He talks about Enoch, who did not die but was taken directly to heaven. He talks about Noah and the time of the flood. And he talks about the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And he also talks about Joseph and Judah. And he talks about Samuel and King David and a lot of the Old Testament prophets. And he talks about all of them and says all of them reached their goal. They all kept their faith, even though they were faced with many hardships and many temptations. They reached the goal of their faith, the salvation of their souls, and they now are in heaven. And of course, the Bible in many times says that those Old Testament stories were written as examples for us to follow. So he said, because we have those examples, he says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Now, the race marked out for us is our day-to-day life, right? And how God is guiding and directing our day-to-day life so that we can achieve the final goal of our life, and of course, that's eternal life in heaven. But what he says is, let us throw off everything that hinders and sin that so easily entangles. So what he's talking about is anything that may hinder running that race and reaching eternal life. And one of the things, of course, that he talks about is sin, right? And I think we all know that. What sin does in our lives is it simply leads us away from Jesus, and unrepentant sin can actually destroy our faith and end any hope that we have of going to heaven. So the first thing he says is you know, get rid of those sins. You know, repent of those sins and continue to live your life for Jesus. But then he also says to throw off anything that hinders. You know, what would that be? What are things that hinder your goal of eternal life? Well, maybe what we should do is go back to the examples we used earlier about people, you know, setting long and short-term goals. I often wonder sometimes how many people have said, my goal is to run the Chicago Marathon in October. And how many people actually run the Chicago Marathon? You got to think there's a whole lot of people who set that as their goal, but for one reason or another, they don't do the regular training, right? I mean, you don't just wake up on a Sunday morning in October and say, I think I'm going to go down and run the marathon today. But you have that plan and you have those goals. And I wonder how many people there are that during the course of the year don't follow through with their training. And October comes and they say, you know what? There's just no way I can't do this. Or how many people have taken shortcuts in their training and they attempt to run the marathon, but they don't finish. There's got to be a lot of people like that. And then you say, I've never had a goal of running the Chicago Marathon, but think of some of the other goals that you've had and the things that have hindered them. You know, I think one that maybe all of us have set, just especially with a New Year's resolution, would be to exercise and eat better, right? So we can maybe lose weight or get in shape. And, you know, what are the things that get in the way of that? Well, you know, there's all kinds of stuff, right? I mean, how many times have you set a goal in January to exercise more and lose weight, and things went really well for January, maybe February, and maybe you actually started losing some pounds and feeling a lot better, and then all of a sudden the day-to-day routine of life comes in, and what happens? You know, by March, April, you put the weight back on, and it's all there. Or how many times have you said, I'm going to start a diet and exercise program, I'm going to start tomorrow? Let me give you an example of that. Hanging in the closet in my office next door are a set of exercise bands. You know what those are? There's three different bands, different thicknesses, and what they are, they're used for toning muscles. You know, you step on them and you do some curls, you put them behind your shoulders, you do some, you know, and those things have been hanging in there since we turned the parsonage into the ministry center. And I've always said, you know, three times a week, I'm just going to take a 15, 20-minute break, and I'm going to use those exercise bands. You know how often they've been used? Zero. Zero. But that's okay. I'm going to start tomorrow, right? And what happens to tomorrow? It never comes. And every single one of us can relate to that. But what does the writer to the Hebrews tell us here? You know, he says, everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. If we are going to achieve our goal of getting to heaven, what do we have to do? Well, to get to heaven, you have to have faith in Jesus, right? So our goal is to keep our faith and strengthen our faith. And how do you do that? How do you keep your faith strong, and how do you strengthen your faith? It's very simple, right? Faith comes from hearing the message is heard through the Word of God. So the short-term goal to reach our long-term goal is to make sure that we are in the Word, right? And I know you've heard that from me time and time again, but it's so important that we're in the Word. How many times have you set short-term goals to be in the Word on a more regular basis and not followed through? How many times have you said, I'm going to make it a point to get to church every Sunday. I'm going to make it a point to be in Bible study more often. I'm going to make it a point to have a daily Bible reading. And it just never happened. Or you did it for a while and you didn't follow through. You know, I was very happy when we got the new meditation booklets that started February 29th. And I said, you know, we really encourage every family to take a copy and to use it. Every single copy of Meditations got picked up. We don't have any more. And I'm sure that those of you who picked up that copy picked it up by saying, I'm going to pick this up, I'm going to take it home, and I'm going to read that meditation every single day. My question for you is, are you still doing that? Or has it kind of fallen by the wayside? And that's why the writer here says, put off everything that hinders. Now, what is it that hinders your short-term goals? I mean, what hinders my short-term goals as far as exercise and my bands, right? Is that I get to work, and I get so involved with stuff, and pretty soon I'm on my way home, and I said, ugh, I never use those exercise bands again. Well, tomorrow. And then I get caught up, you just get caught up in all the day-to-day stuff of life, right? You know, and that happens to me with my daily Bible reading. You know, I will pull it up on my phone and say, wow, I didn't read yesterday. So now I gotta double up. Okay? I don't know if I can out her or not, but what Margie and I do in the morning is we read the meditations together. Okay? So I didn't come in on Thursday, and I came in late on Wednesday. Or Monday morning I'll say, oh, Margie, did you read Saturday and Sunday? And sometimes she says yes, and sometimes she says, no, I didn't. And then I got to confess and say, well, neither did I. It just happens, right? It just happens. So what is God saying? Well, what he's saying is that each of us should look at what are the things that hinder us from coming to church every Sunday? What are the things that hinder us from staying for Bible class and Sunday school? And, you know, it's probably just a whole bunch of little things, right? I mean, maybe nothing major, just a whole bunch of little things that we get so caught up in the day-to-day routine of life that we just don't get to it. What is it that hinders your daily Bible reading? Same thing that hinders mine, right? You know, you get caught up in the day-to-day routine of life, and suddenly you realize, wow, I didn't do that yesterday. Ah, now it's been 2 days. Now it's been 3 days. Well, maybe when the next meditation comes out, I'll start over again. What is it that hinders your use of God's word, your short-term goal that leads to your long-term goal of eternal life? And once you've zeroed in on some of the things that hinder your use of God's word, how do you fix it? Right? I mean, that's really the important question here. How do you fix it? Well, look what the writer to the Hebrews says. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. He said, fix your eyes on Jesus. Right? Look at Jesus. And this is a great Sunday to do that. Jesus is riding into Jerusalem. You know, it must have been a great feeling for him, right? Having all the crowds waving those palm branches, throwing coats in front of him, shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But what did Jesus know in his mind and in his heart? He was going to that cross, right? He endured it. But did you notice what it said? With joy, he endured the cross. That make any sense? That Jesus was going to Jerusalem with joy to endure the cross? Well, how could he do that? You know, we're told in the Bible that Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem because Jesus had a goal, didn't he? Well, what was Jesus' long-term goal? To go to that cross, to die for our sins, to rise from the dead, and to go back to his heavenly Father and be seated at the right hand of God. That was his long-term goal, but to reach that long-term goal, he had some short-term goals, right? And that was his life on earth and his suffering and death on the cross. And he focused on the long-term goal. Jesus didn't focus on the suffering. He focused on the joy. And by the way, the reason he did that was not for him, it was all for us, right? So Jesus rode into Jerusalem to accomplish something for us, and that was to pay the price for our sins. So what the writer to the Hebrews is saying is as you're running your Christian race through life, focusing on your long-term goal of heaven, every time you get bogged down by all the daily problems and routine of life that hinders you from being in the Word, well, just fix your eyes on Jesus and understand the importance of that cross and the importance of your faith and the importance of keeping that faith strong and healthy. And your long-term goal. It's not a college education. It's not retirement. It's not owning a house. It's not losing weight and exercising to look and feel better. Those are earthly goals. Our long-term goal is eternal life in heaven. And the only way to reach that goal is through Jesus. So can we all do that this week? Look at the things that hinder your regular use of God's word. Look at the things that prevent you from being in the word to strengthen your faith in Jesus. And then focus on Jesus, the author of our, the author and perfecter of our faith and our salvation. And ask Jesus to help you with your short-term goals to reach your long-term goal of eternal life. May God grant we all do that. Amen.